The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and he came down by the sea. Such a large crowd gathered around him, he got into a boat and he sat down. And the whole crowd stood there along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And then some fell on rich soil and produced fruit 160 and 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. This is an important gospel reading. It appears in all three synoptic gospels. When something appears in all three synoptics, it means that the early church found a very rich teaching in this parable. Matthew makes it very clear that Jesus goes on a boat, the bark, the boat of Peter, you know. Eventually became the boat, became the image of the church. And he sits down, Jewish gospel, of course, meaning the rabbi always sat when he was teaching, the origin of our cathedral, and the chair of Peter, the teaching chair of Peter. Cathedral comes from the Latin word cathedra, which means chair. It's the chair of the teaching bishop. It's only one in every diocese. So in Matthew's tradition, when Jesus sits down, he means us to listen in a special way. You might remember there in chapter 5 in Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus goes up on the mountain and he sits down and he begins to teach his disciples, blessed are the poor in spirit, and he goes on. That's the first thing that's important here. It's a teaching that Matthew wishes us to remember in a special way. It isn't as if he's telling a story about the sower. Actually, there's a place traditionally assigned to this parable on the Sea of Galilee. It's a small inlet. It's called the Bay of Parables. And if you stand in this little inlet and look up, you can see the fields on the side of the hills in Galilee. So Jesus says, look, the sower goes out to sow the seed. Well, when the farmer went to sow the seed, if he was a lazy farmer, he put a sack of grain on the back of a donkey, and he had a hole in the sack, and the seed would fall out, and he'd lead the donkey up and down the ridges. The enterprising farmer, the one we're speaking about here, actually goes out and he casts the seed. So he casts the seed as he walks along, which is the origin of the English word broadcast, to cast the seed. And as he's casting the seed, some falls on the pathway, but it doesn't grow on the pathway. There's no depth here. The birds of the air come and eat it up. Some falls on rocky ground, and rocky ground, it has no depth, and so they get no harvest from the rocky ground. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grow up and they choke the thing, and there is no harvest. And then some falls on fertile ground. The fertile ground, however, is the ground that must be broken. It has to be plowed, it has to be uprooted, it has to be kind of turned upside down. In some ways, it's a symbol of suffering. In suffering, the Word of God truly comes to life. In times of prosperity, in times when everything is perfect, it's difficult to grasp the redeeming Word of God. It's when things are difficult, when the ground has to be broken, when life is turned upside down, that we begin to say, maybe I should turn to the Lord. I had a text this morning from a young woman in Texas who used to live up here. And she went to a rehab center about 5 or 6 weeks ago down in San Clemente. I went down to see her, spent a day down there with her. I never heard from her until this morning. And she said now she's 6 weeks sober. And she goes to her meetings twice a week. And she got a job, and the seed fell on fertile ground. The Word of God came to life for her in a way it could not have come before. Even though she was a religious person, she did not have a real sense of the higher power and her total dependence on the higher power. So the seed that becomes the harvest falls on ground which has been plowed, which has been broken. And that's the teaching. It appears in all three synoptics. Whether the people at the time understood the full measure of this teaching, it's easy for us to look back and reflect on the times when the ground was plowed and when the ground was broken, and we said, all I have is a higher power. All I have is the power of Jesus Christ. Only now can I begin to understand Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
We pause now for a moment of prayer.